Well, hello there. Hi, it's me. Your date for this evening. Oh, don't look so shocked. It's me, Bunny. Oh, that's so sweet. No, the pictures were really me. Here I am, in the curvy, delicious flesh. Oh my, you really are shocked. What's wrong? Oh, you're serious? Wait. If you weren't sure I was real, why did you agree to meet up? You were that eager to get out of the house. I'll bet you were very eager once you saw me in those poses. I do photograph well, don't I? Well, no sense waiting out here. Follow me into the party. I'll stay a few steps ahead so you can watch me walk. Here's with me. Thank you. Oh. No, I know the bouncer. No, really, we go way back. Glassy? Oh, I don't know. His eyes seemed pretty normal to me. They don't need to check every ID. I guess you looked mature enough just to let you in. Come on now. You really want to spend time on this bouncer's work ethic when you could be spending time with me at a party? I think we both know what matters to you. There we go. There's a good little toy. I said there's a good little boy. Yeah, come along. I'll let you buy me a drink. And we can talk all about you and me and how much fun we're going to have. Two shots, please. Fireball? Oh, devil no. Try that. The tequila with the scorpion in it. What? Just for decoration? We don't get an actual scorpion to toy with. Well, there's a disappointment. Well, two shots of that anyway. All right, boy toy, here we go. Cheers! Oh, not bad. That's one hell of a face you're making. Are you gonna be all right? Me? No, I hardly felt that. Oh, trust me, I'm used to much hotter things down my throat. But enough about me, let's talk about you. You saw a hot girl on a dating app, thought it was fake, but showed up anyway. Just the thought of having a chance to be with a hot woman, and you throw all caution out the window. Just how long has it been? Oh my lord, that is pretty long indeed. But then, I don't mean to be too much of a bitch right away, but this was meant to be a date, and you showed up in that. A little effort would have been nice. That's all right. We'll change all of that soon enough. Oh, nothing. Never mind. Two more shots, please. Down the hatch. So, what do you think of this party? I know, a bit of a sausage fest. That's why I usually come here. What? Not your style? Yes. Sure, the bar is a little grimy, and the music isn't much, but hey, it's a party. But I guess a seedy room full of men and bad, strong booze isn't exactly what you were hoping for, huh? Don't worry, we'll get out of here soon. Oh, I'm absolutely taking you home with me. Well, maybe not home, but definitely leaving with me. Look at you. Perfect. 10 minutes in, and you'd follow me anywhere, wouldn't you? And sober, too. Good lord, do I know how to pick 'em. And don't worry too much about what I'm saying. Just keep your eyes on my cleavage as I talk, and every now and then, we'll jiggle, we'll bounce. And you're not hearing a word, are you? Of course you aren't. Well, I could probably spend some time dancing, but what's the point? The real exercise is when we leave, and you clearly don't need the extra hypnosis. Just kidding. Come on, this bar isn't a great spot for a date after all. Let's go somewhere else. I want you all to myself. Let's go. Hey, what the? Oh no, little boy. Don't worry. I know this guy. He'll let go of me right away if he knows what's good for him. There we go. Oh, I know. It's been a long time since I came here. I should visit my bar more often, shouldn't I? I missed you too, I really did. Now, why don't you head back to the bar, grab another drink, and I'll promise I'll come see you later. Right after I'm done with this one. Bye now, darling. Oh, paying no mind. A drunk at worst. A very confused man at best. I'm sure he'll be helped at the bar. Or, if not, he can go shuffle along and dance with the other mindless husks on the dance floor. Would you like that? For us to be grinding and shuffling? I'm sure you would. Don't worry, though. You'll have your hands on my waist soon enough, darling. Come along. We'll find a private place somewhere nearby. Oh, why are you shivering already? I mean, why are you shivering? Oh, I suppose it is cold. No, I've never really felt the cold. You have no idea just how warm-blooded I am. Don't worry, I know exactly where I'm going. Abandoned? Well, yes, that's the point. Finding a place where no one will come and save you. I said where no one will disturb us. Oh, look at this. This will do. Why, yes, I do suppose it was a warehouse at some point. Decades ago, probably. But I've been coming here much longer than that. Now come here, darling, and let me taste you. Kiss me. Kiss me, little boy. Good lord, your hands wasted no time heading for my ass, did they? You little pervert. That's all right. In fact, I might grab a hold of something myself. I'll bet you've been waiting for that. Me grabbing your bulge. My hand hasn't even gone into your trousers yet, and you're already putty in it. Honestly, I thought it would take a lot more to get you to come into that club. Usually, it takes a few rounds of shots and some powerful hypnosis before anyone becomes gullible enough to follow me out here. But here we are. You're nearly stone-cold sober, and you followed me here like a lamb to the slaughter. What a needy, hungry little pervert you are. All you saw was a pair of tits, and you followed your little dick to your doom. Even now, you're groping me rather than realising what's going on. In the centuries I've been doing this, you are by far the easiest mark. I look young. Oh, darling, you have no idea. Oh, does it scare you when I advance on you? Well, it should. See, I'm no mere woman, swiping on Tinder to find her one true love or to satisfy a craving for dick. I am an immortal being of need, a creature of pure desire and seduction that will drain you dry and steal your soul. Soon, you'll surrender to my wishes and become an empty, translucent husk of a man, shuffling around in an attempt to please me. Look at you, you desperate little man. I've just told you that you're doomed, but you haven't even noticed because my hand is on your cock. Or, well, it will be soon. Just rubbing it over your jeans seems to have shut down your brain. You know, you could at least look me in the eyes when I'm... Of course, my tits. That's all there ever is for you, isn't there? That dull little mind is only interested in seeing tits. I don't know how I ever thought I'd need to actually work to get you alone. Here, let me undo a single button. A little more cleavage. And there we have it. A jaw drop. Is there any part of you thinking of resisting me? Well, if there is some remnant of pride and actual strength in there, let me wipe that all away. Unless you suddenly find some backbone, I'm going to take your trousers off. In fact, let's do that right now. Consider yourself lucky. This will be the only time you get to look down at me. Here we go. Look at that. A cock to match your pride and dignity. Here we go. Now then, I'm going to grab hold of your cock. Then I'll stroke your cock until it gets hard. My hands will work your shaft and your balls. Warm, soft skin meant to feel like absolute perfection will work you into a frenzy. Not yet.
Listen first.
Once you're hard, I'll begin using my mouth. See these lips? Even if you had every woman in the world suck your cock, I can promise you, nothing would ever come close to what this mouth will do. You will find yourself at the edge of what your feeble little mind can fathom instantly. If it wasn't for my saliva, you'd probably cum yourself to death right now. But as my lips move along your shaft and my tongue treats your cock like a king, my saliva will slowly corrupt your system. You'll last longer and you'll feel pleasure more intensely. It'll be the most amazing thing you've ever felt. And it will leave your brain completely fried. Your pleasure center won't even register anything else anymore. Oh, you're getting hard in my hand. Look at yourself. I can't even fathom being so pitiful that the description of being ruined turns you on. Oh, I see. Is the tit still? Well, why not? Here, let me take them out for you. Oh no, you nasty little man. You can't react that strongly to a pair of tits. I have to admit, they're spectacular, aren't they? I can see your hands tense. You're fighting the urge to grab them, aren't you? Don't worry. Once I'm done with your cock, when the magic that flows through me has you ready to have your mind blown with sheer, unfettered pleasure, I'll fuck you. Oh, yes. There it is. There's the last remaining spark of life behind those eyes. I'll take your cock into my tight, hungry pussy. Let me promise you now, you can't imagine what it'll be like. And if you're still sane enough, you can grab my tits then. I'll milk your cock dry and my tits will bounce in your hands. My hips will grind and my body will roll. And you won't know whether to look or to close your eyes and give in. But it won't matter. Rock hard. I've just told you of your imminent demise and you are completely hard. It usually takes me days of slowly chipping away at resistance. But you desperately want your cock in my mouth, don't you? Well, I may be a demon, but I'm not one to deny you your last pleasure. I'll admit, this is a decent cock. It fills my mouth nicely, and I've seen a few to compare. Can you see it slide along my lips, disappearing down my throat? Oh, look at those eyes widen. Have you never had a girl deep throat you? That might explain why you're so eager. I can see it. The pleasure starting to take over your senses, your mind. Oh, you've seen nothing yet. You'll lose all control. And your body will give in. Slowly but surely, your cock will begin to swell and throb more than you ever thought it fucking could. And then, when you're completely at your limit, your cock will explode. It will feel as if it's burst. Your cum will flood me and your soul. It'll be mine. How does that make you throb? Oh, you really are a pathetic little man. A waste of a good cock, honestly. Okay, lay down. Go on. Put yourself at my feet. My clothes? Oh, silly boy. They were never really there. See, I love using an illusion to make you wonder about my body before you get to see it. It's all part of a slow building assault on that pitiful excuse for a mind. You see, I can only take a soul with their consent. So, once they know what is happening, I just need to chisel away at a man's mind. So they'll cave just to feel the pleasure I give one more time. Sometimes it takes a little longer. Sometimes it's men thinking or hoping it won't be as bad as they think, even though they've seen the men in the club. That's right. Those shuffling husks, those glassy eyes, the needy clinging. All my slaves. But you? All it took was a good hour with me, and here you are. Oh. Feel that throb as I put your dick in me. Oh my god, it's absolutely delicious. Oh, it feels like you're ready to have your sad little life taken away. Now, I hope you're ready. This pussy has driven men insane. Oh, look at that. Oh, you may not have given me your soul yet, but your face. Oh, you're mine already. This, you filthy little man, is a demonic pussy created for the purpose of making you feel so fucking good. You give in and surrender everything. Oh, and by the legs of it, oh, it's succeeding. Can you feel me roll and bounce? Oh, the heat, so intense, but somehow, oh, not too much. Oh, yes, it's happening, isn't it? You're about to be my perfect little toy. A sad little husk of what remains. Though, in this case, it might be an upgrade. Oh, yes, go ahead. Squeeze my bouncing tits. Watch them move and feel them spill out of your hands. Lose yourself in my warm, soft body before you give yourself to me. Come on, you bug. Come. Come inside me and give me your fucking filthy soul. Become my obedient little toy, aching for the next time I come around and feel enough pity to touch you. Come and sign away your very being to this perfect body. Now. Oh! There we go! Oh! Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. It's the last bit of pleasure you'll ever feel. Was it worth it? Oh, how sweet of you. Did I come? Oh no, little boy. I don't come for little weasels that can barely resist or last. You're a good little snack, though. Take some comfort in that. Now, why don't you go back to the club? That's right. Shuffle your way back there and look like you're having a good time. Pretend to dance for me. My next date will be here soon. This is always such a good night. I barely have to disguise myself, and you all show up in droves. Bye, little toy.